ABC Radio Australia.
Well, voting has now finished in Bougainville's historic referendum on possible independence from Papua New Guinea, with officials now starting to turn their attention to the counting process, which will start this weekend. Officials had allowed 2 weeks of polling, but the Chief Referendum Officer Maurizio Claudio says it's clear that people came out early to vote. Among them were Bougainville's youth. There's an entire generation, in fact, in the region who know nothing but growing up in the shadow of violence after the region's civil war of the late 1980s and early 1990s that led to this month's referendum. During the conflict, Jackie Joseph was one of those who had to flee. She did so with her family by chopper. She now runs a youth-focused NGO in PNG that uses sport to deliver key messages, and they've recently expanded to Bougainville. She was on the ground in the town of Arawa during the voting. Now, it was largely destroyed in the crisis. I spoke with her from there, and we began by sharing her memories of that time.
As a child, the biggest thing that I remember is the fact that we had to leave the village and move away and live with lots of people. And as a kid, I didn't understand that, why it was unsafe to leave our home and go and live at the care center. Just not understanding why there was so much fighting happening around and why people had guns and they were hurting each other. I think pretty distinct things that I remember as a child.
So you and your family were in actual danger, in physical danger, obviously, and felt that you had to flee?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you were in a position where you felt very vulnerable, we were definitely very vulnerable at that time. You don't know what was going to happen. People were going to there was going to be a shootout, and you don't know from what direction. And if we were at the wrong place at the wrong time, then we would definitely victims.
There were, of course, many people who weren't able to flee as you did and endured and lived there through the violence. You now work with youth across PNG, also there in Bougainville. I wonder, from your experiences, do you see that the generation that grew up during the crisis and even after it suffer from what we often call post-traumatic stress? Are they scarred by the crisis and the violence?
I think in a large way, it affected, you know, the kind of support, you know, especially where mental health is concerned, was not given to those that were directly affected. Definitely has some indications that this has translated to the generations that have come afterwards, and showing in ways that you can tell that this is trauma that's been passed on from generation to generation. And working with the youth in here in Bougainville, that's a very evident thing that we see with the youth that we work with.
In what way? Can you give some examples?
Especially in terms of youth wanting opportunities but not knowing how to get them or where to get them. There's also a high increase of consumption of hunger and drugs that a lot of youth tend to take. Maybe it's as a result of just not knowing how to progress when they've had to, you know, finish off from school because they've had to drop out and not knowing which way to go. Some could be a lot of family problems and not knowing how to overcome those family issues and resorting to the consumption of alcohol, drugs as a way to deal with their mental health situation. At the same time, considering their family backgrounds as well, if their parents came from the background of the crisis as well, and if they themselves were not able to handle their own personal issues, that can also affect the family as a whole as well.
And so what part does this process of voting play in terms of perhaps going some way to help the healing for all Bougainvillians, but particularly those youth where you've just explained how they often feel and the lives that they lead now? Is it playing a healing role?
This voting, you know, it's to do with the political situation of Bougainville at the moment. With the youth as well, I think one of the ways that the youth can be able to help themselves is basically like understanding history as well and how history has led us to where we are now today, and basically understanding their responsibility to the fact that this decision is going to be affecting them and how they have a role or responsibility to carry this decision forward. It's definitely, I would say, it's challenging in the sense that whether they know the level or the depth of responsibility that it will take for what a decision that is going to take place, and how that has to translate into people's individual lives as well. But certainly where we are at the moment has brought a lot of youth together. Level of patriotism that maybe people haven't experienced at the level that they are experiencing now is very high. Positive in the sense that it's bringing people together, but they understand the responsibility that comes with it. I'm not too sure.